When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight for my monster from his slab.
John Scully live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Two things making me laugh. Valdez asked me if EB thinks this is a Halloween song. It is.
About monsters?
It's called Monster Mash.
I probably wouldn't think it was a Halloween song.
You wouldn't?
My instinct would not be Halloween.
What would your instinct be?
When you heard
just
this song, crank it up.
Just a song about monsters, right?
They did the monster mash.
I know, but I'm not. I wouldn't.
And he's singing like he's Frankenstein, basically. Like
that's Frankenstein a Halloween?
I mean, he's a classic monster.
Okay, like, all right, yeah. But I think Halloween is like a separate sort of genre.
Okay,
you're putting everything ghost, everything monster, everything into Halloween.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
what's a Halloween song to you?
Something associated with a Halloween movie. Like a Halloween-related sort of movie.
All right, so you got
the theme music from Halloween.
Michael Myers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But Ghostbusters didn't qualify.
Yeah, Ghostbusters is just like a regular old movie.
A regular movie.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a comedy about ghosts. Okay, but if you... Okay.
But so
you guys
why,
are expanding it.
He's just... No, but why would, like, Freddy Krueger qualify, but Ghostbusters doesn't?
I don't really know. I don't know why.
Freddy Krueger attacked you in your sleep.
Friday, I know, I never saw it. What is that, Friday the 13th? What is
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Friday the 13th, Jason.
I'm doing a bit.
You don't know Freddy Krueger.
If you asked me if Freddy Krueger was Nightmare on Elm Street or what did I say, Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th,
No clue.
He just doesn't care.
It's not his wheelhouse. He just doesn't care.
All right, who's Halloween?
What do you mean, who's Halloween?
The killer. The name
he
of the
knows
killer
that because
I mean, I'm sure I've heard it.
We talk about it all the time.
Take a guess.
The killer in Halloween.
Here's a kid. His brother is
Michael Myers.
His brother.
Yeah. Michael Myers.
How about
Michael
Friday
Myers.
The 13th.
I said.
Just think for a second.
Freddy Krueger.
Jason.
It's actually Jason's mother.
Jason's mother in the original.
Oh, okay,
just to be clear. Just so everybody knows.
Right, but that's Jason's the one.
Sorry.
Could you tell the difference between Michael Myers and Jason with their masks? You think?
I don't know.
I think even he would be able to get that.
I'll give you $10, okay? BDK has brought this up 1 million times on the show.
Okay.
What mask is of what famous actor is Michael Myers wearing?
There's no way.
I'll give you $10.
Yeah, it's the safest $10 ever.
What mask?
Yes.
Say it again.
They used the mask for a prop from this movie. Kevin's brought it up 10,000 times.
The mask
from this
that Michael famous Myers person. Wears yeah. during Halloween. The original Halloween.
Yeah. Can you give me a letter? That is
no. Sure. Probably. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just What's give it to him. Letter? I don't think he's going to pull it.
I'll waive the $10.
Of what? His first or last name? His initials are WS.
Pretty famous guy. He's old. He's really old.
I don't know. What is it? What is it?
Shatner. Be William Shatner.
William Shatner.
He wears a William Shatner mask?
They used a mask of William Shatner from Star Trek, and they repurposed it as the killer's mask.
Never heard that story.
Kevin has told that story. That
when Kevin goes well, on, it's like he WNBA doesn't highlights. Listen. I just, my brain shuts off. Brain shuts off. All right, that's good. All right, so there you go.
Monster Mash. Back to it. Monster Mash is a Halloween song.
100%.
And if you have any question, every song that Valdez plays the rest of the way will be a Halloween song.
Well, yeah. I know that's what he's trying to do. That's why I didn't.
You want to disqualify these?
Yeah, I'm sure that they are Halloween songs. But okay.
All right, time now to
get the
skins.
We just need EB to pick the Halloween songs.
Yeah, we'll just pick it from like traditional Halloween movies.
How about the last? How about last hour, 9 o'clock hour? You pick the three songs.
I wouldn't know.
But here's the thing. Do they just play Google it just... Ghostbusters on Halloween? Like, you know how you guys
if you go to a Halloween party tonight,
yeah,
the lock Ghostbusters be will be playing from someone's boombox.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you go, Alexa.
I don't think I've ever been to a Halloween party.
Alexa, play Halloween music.
You just said you went to one.
No. It was a rock and roll, didn't you dress as
John Lennon?
Yeah. Wasn't a Halloween party.
Jim Zorn for a Halloween party.
It was a karaoke rock and roll thing. They always did a rock and roll party.
You dressed as Jim Zorn. For Boobash. That's a Halloween party.
Man, that was work.
Didn't you dress as K-Fed for a Halloween party?
No, that was also for my rock and roll party. They did a rock and roll thing. I did K-Fed.
Was it during October?
Probably.
Close to Halloween?
Yeah, I'd have to ask my wife.
Okay. All right, time now to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
EB, thought about you this morning. Somehow I survived brushing my teeth with fluoride.
Somehow you're still here.
Short-term fluoride use is fine. Long-term problem, it's documented.
All right, something you're interested in.
Football. I'm interested in... the injury list that's come out already on the Commanders, and Jaden Daniels is listed, Cakes.
He's got a red Q next to his name.
He was limited in practice.
Why are you wasting your breath like he's not going to play?
I'm not suggesting he's not going to play. I'm just saying he was actually listed on the list.
Of course.
Limited. There was a bunch of guys that were actually limited, including Tyler Biadasz with a thumb. Brandon Coleman practiced some, so that's good. So he's progressing through the concussion protocol. Jaden limited. They're just going to rest it. JP Finley asked him yesterday in his presser, is this just kind of basically a pain tolerance thing that you're going to have to manage, you know, until it gets better? And he basically said yes.
Mm-hmm.
They asked Dan Quinn the same thing, said yes. Cleveland Farrell, limited, but that's good. He was back. Brian Robinson and Olamide Zaccheaus, Cakes. Oz, both limited yesterday with hamstring injuries. Now, I'm assuming most of these guys are going to be a go. Still up in the air, Cornelius Lucas, who did not practice yesterday with his ankle. Frankie Louvu has a shin. I can't imagine him not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach Ertz, they just gave him veteran old man rest day.
Wednesdays, for the oldsters, they generally get to just
Frankie
sit it out.
Frankie Louvu, I told my wife there's no chance Frankie Louvu has Halloween.
He lives near you.
He lives right down the street. Right. But there's no way he's got to decorate, the house decorated for Halloween.
You were wrong.
I went down there. He's got a huge ghost in his front yard.
Okay.
A ghost.
Making it a big deal.
It's not. It's like a mummy.
Yeah.
And his whole house is decorated.
Right.
I was shocked.
In the spirit of Halloween.
I was shocked.
Good for Frankie.
Frankie Louvu loves Halloween.
We don't have a pumpkin.
You don't have a pumpkin. He's got a huge mummy.
We got nothing?
You have the candy. You have the gritchiest house on the block for Halloween.
So Jaden obviously is the rookie that's turning everyone's heads. We talk about it like every week. Orlovsky, Chase Daniel. I saw... was Ryan Clark saying something like he's one of the best rookies ever? Something like he was going crazy.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Stephen A. Smith's been like all the talking heads. But you know what? Jaden is the most impactful, there's no question about it, rookie for the Commanders. But man, when you take a step back, and I think Nikki Jabal did this for our article with the Post, all of the rookies, by and large, have been pretty darn good contributors. Johnny Newton obviously had a huge game. PFF had him rated at almost like a 90. Mm-hmm. He had, I think they credited him with his first sack. He had the fumble recovery. Sanistrill has been, you know, a key contributor from day one. Now, I think he's gotten better, you know, as the weeks have progressed. I don't think he's always shined, but he's been, you know, he's been very versatile. Sinnott has contributed. Brandon Coleman, you know, has contributed. Luke McCaffrey, I think they have high expectations for him. Jordan McGee coming back. I mean, this draft class, now I know every team wants to hype up their own draft guys and give them opportunities. So the right now, it's looking like an incredible
looks
draft
pretty good,
class.
Yeah.
I'm surprised McCaffrey doesn't have more catches just based on the PFF separation grades. He's one of the best guys in the NFL in terms of getting separation.
Well, they're very high on him.
Well,
very
he probably doesn't have a lot of catches because they just major in the running game. Like,
and you're going to throw to McLaurin more.
Outside of Terry McLaurin.
besides McLaurin.
Like those guys aren't going to have a lot of catches.
A little bit to Brown and Zach.
And Zach Ertz, he's getting a lot of targets of late.
How many targets does McCaffrey have? Let's see.
He's got 12 catches.
So like 20 targets?
13 targets.
Yeah, I would expect more.
Now, this is kind of interesting. Just seeing how some other teams are reacting to our guys that are out there. So Jamin Davis, we talked about it yesterday, signed by the Packers and their practice squad. Brayden Daniels was picked up, I believe, by the Eagles. Now, he was earlier picked up by the Chargers.
Okay.
They released him 5 days later. And I think the Eagles just signed him. I didn't realize this, Cakes. Dax Milne signed with Carolina.
Ah,
and
good for him.
Riley Patterson, remember he was the kicker that we had in camp? Mm-hmm. He wasn't very good.
I do remember
him, yes.
He missed
a few in the preseason.
He was here for, like, I want to say, like, 7 days or 7 to 10
did
days.
The Jets sign him?
The Jets signed him.
Because their line's going IR.
We got Siebert or Seibert.
Seibert, yeah.
And they took Patterson. They took our trash. yeah. So good luck with that. Hope it works out for you. Obviously, big game this week with the Giants. And
want the updated numbers on FanDuel?
Sure, yes. I'd love to know that.
I'd like to hear these.
All right. The FanDuel number, Commanders laying 3.5, -190 on the money line, totals 44 and a hook.
Ooh, that's creeping up because I think it was 43 or 43.5 a few days ago.
It was. It's moved up.
Expecting
a
little more scoring.
This is a matchup, Cakes, that's, you know, it's got to be right up there as old as any. They first met in 1932 when the Commanders were called the Boston Braves. They've met a total of 185 times. Who do you think holds the all-time record?
Who has won more
games? I'll say Washington.
I'm going to say the Giants.
The Giants.
Have won more games.
The Giants have pretty much dominated. 108-72 with five ties. They've even dominated lately, which is painful when you think about it. They're 8-3-1 in their past 12. So we're 3-8-1 against the Giants in our last 12 meetings. Daniel Jones is going to remain the starter. We know that Daybill's been, I think, frustrated at times, clearly. Malik Nabers is back. So we'll have...
he was back last this week. Past week, yep.
So we'll have another sort of reunion of those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, we talked...
Tyrone Tracy is in the concussion protocol.
Correct. And he's basically overtaken Devin Singletary
for
the number
one games,
job
but he
there.
May not go.
Yep.
He talked about this yesterday. The last time that a Washington NFL franchise, the Redskins, began a season 7-2 was 1996. I'll give you some nuggets about that. That was Norv in his third season. That was Gus and Heath kind of going back and forth. Of course, both were selected in the 94 draft. Shuler went top five. Gus went in the seventh round. Gus was a guy that used to come on our show.
Love Gus.
Gus was great. Actually, Gus is... been on the show in the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
You know?
That's correct.
Is he still doing that brain thing? He had like some...
I don't know.
He had like a brain app that he was into.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, whatever that was.
I can't remember the name of it. He's done some commentating.
They were 7-2, but they finished, as we talked about yesterday, 9-7. No. They lost four of their final five games.
Yuck.
And they fell one game short of the NFC East title, left them out of the playoffs. They are facing a Giants team, which, you know, I always just think of sort of their offense, but their defense, They can get after it, Cakes. They signed Brian Burns. They've got 35 sacks. You know where that
Dexter
ranks?
Dexter Lawrence is number one in the NFL.
You know where that ranks?
It's got to be one. Yeah, it's up there.
Lawrence
has
9 sacks from the middle.
Dexter Lawrence gets double teamed gets double teamed more than any player in the league.
He's the new Aaron Donald.
75% of the time.
There is some good news that Kayvon Thibodeau will miss this game. I know that some people feel like he only has big games against us.
Right.
He kind of like shows up as a pro bowler against us.
Yeah, his splits against the Commanders are pretty obscene.
That's how I feel about Daniel Jones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniel Jones also. Jason mentioned that Tyrone Tracy, their rookie running back, suffered a concussion last week. He's in danger of not playing. He went over 100 yards in 2 of their previous 4 games. He had 150 against Pittsburgh. So, hey, listen, we want everybody to be healthy, but maybe he should sit this one out.
Well, Devin Singletary.
Stay in a dark room. Sit this one out.
Devin Singletary carved up the Commanders defense in week 2. So, I mean,
be careful what you wish for.
He
huh?
can get there too.
Defense right. is better. Defense playing better.
Defense is playing better.
Week 2.
But this is going to be tougher than it probably should be on paper.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we'll talk more football. We'll talk more Commanders with him too. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, he will join us next. And don't forget, later in the show today, Jim Nantz will join us. That's coming up at 9:15 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.